We're joined now from Dallas by Michael Fitzgerald Wilson and his son, Mark. Michael Wilson was just released from the U.S. Penitentiary in Victorville, California, where he served a life without parole sentence since 1994 for a first-time nonviolent drug offense. He was convicted of conspiracy to possess, with intent to distribute, more than 50 grams of crack cocaine, although no drugs were recovered at his home. Mr. Wilson's been out of prison for 11 days. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll explain your son, Mark, is with you there because you suffered a stroke 4 years ago, and your son might be there to help us speak with you. How does it feel to be out?
It feels great. I'm just,
soaking it in.
Mr. Wilson, can you help us understand what it was like to serve 21 years in prison for you?
23.
Being that I had never been in prison before, it was kind of really trying, but I guess I just used to take one day at a time and just thank God that everything was okay with that, you know.
Mr. Wilson, how'd you find out you were going to be released after all these years?
My case manager called me and asked me, she said, it must be a God. And then I say, yes, a God. It all happened so fast, right? I didn't even get my belongings or nothing. I just left, you know what I mean? But I go to the bus stop, and it's like, oh, Lord, you know.
I mean, they knew his condition, and they took him to the bus stop, and they know he was there for 23 years. So much has changed, you know, and thankfully, we had somebody out there who was able to go to him in California and help him out to get him to where he needed to be because...
Yeah, you're in Dallas. He was in prison all those years in California.
Yes, sir.
Mark, can I ask you a question, too?
Yes, sir.
How old were you when your father went to prison?
I was 3 years old.
And you're what, 26 now?
Yes, sir.
Did you know him well over the years he was in prison?
Yes. We always went to see him every summer. But that's one thing he did not do was lose his step with us. You know, he was still managed to do his part as a father, even being in a situation like that. So we're just blessed now, you know, that we do have him home and I'm able to see his actions and see where I got a lot of my ways from and different things. But I just didn't understand it, you know, growing up. First-time offender, never been in trouble. You know, we are humans and we all make mistakes, but to give life is just unheard of, you know.
I gather the presiding judge complained, I think that's the word I have to use too, that the mandatory sentence was too high.
Yes, sir.
But he had no choice.
I had no choice.
Mr. Wilson, are you angry?
No. Like I said, I thank God, you know, for everything, really. Even the people that have testified against me and everything, I thank God for them, too.
Well, let me ask young Mr. Wilson, Mark Wilson. You know, your father was guilty of a crime, but he sounds very generous in spirit. Are you angry?
No, sir. In the beginning, I didn't understand, so I probably had a little anger. You know, because I know my father, you know, but as I grew older, you know, he was able to explain things to me. And God blessed me 3 days after my birthday to have him home. So,
Mr. Wilson, what do you think of doing next?
Yeah, I'm going to get into therapy for my speech and take some classes and everything. And hopefully I can tell somebody else that way is not the way, you know.
When you say that way, you mean dealing drugs?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I have to ask, Mr. Wilson, did you ever really see an iPhone until you got out?
No.
Yet have an email account yet?
Not yet.
Really, I've been just, I've just been thankful I'm here, so I haven't been wanting none of it yet, really.
Michael Fitzgerald Wilson and his son, Mark Wilson, in Dallas, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Michael Wilson's lawyer told us that his release from prison was sudden because the government tallied up the time he'd served using the new guidelines and realized Mr. Wilson had already served too much time, so they let him out immediately.